Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on?
Good, Neil. Today we're going to talk about something that's important to a lot of people who are trying to find a loving relationship on the internet. And so the title of the broadcast today, Romantic Scammers and Catfishers. There are basically two types of scammers that you need to know about. The first is the homegrown scammer, who is a real person and with whom you have an opportunity to meet face to face. Now, this type of scammer may also be catfishing you, but the actual person is real and could possibly meet you. Second type of scammer is the professional international criminal scammer with whom you will never have the opportunity to meet because the catfishing that he or she uses is not real. The majority of this type of scammer I have found lives in Ghana or Nigeria, but there is significant scamming coming from Russia and the Philippines. Romantic scamming victims are roughly split 50-50 on romantic dating sites. Romantic scammers often use the same fake catfished photos, which includes attractive people in military uniforms or with their clothes on, of course. Scammers use the same scripts with canned content over and over again. For the international variety criminal, this is a full-time job, and they spend lots of hours talking or texting with the same person. Scammers prey on victims' insecurities, like using filters for beauty enhancement on their photographs. Romantic scammers groom their victims by showering them with compliments, sending love poems with love notes attached, and professing their undying love. This has been referred to as love bombing. The goal here is to get the victim so infatuated with the character that the scammer is portraying that the victim will likely say yes when asked for money. Scammers generally wait until the victim has fallen in love with them before making their move. Even at that time, they generally don't ask for money right out front, but ask for a loan or temporary advance to get them out of a jam. Scams using gift cards to transfer money have reached nearly 25% of the victims in 2018, according to the Federal Trade Commission, and the median amount lost in that year for those being scammed was $840. Now in 2021, it is much, much more. The most requested gift cards were Google Play, Target, and iTunes. About 25% of the people who lost money to scammers were cheated out of it via gift cards. Once the victim sends the scammer the card number and PIN off the back, funds are transferred without a trace. Gift cards are the preferred method of payment by crooks of all types of imposter fraud, tech support ripoffs, and romantic scams. Romantic scam techniques include posing as military, offshore oil platform workers, engineers, and doctors or nurses overseas working with charitable endeavors. Romance scams are generally neutral, but pitches to men usually are more sexual in nature. Most criminal scammers initially ask for money under $200 and often as low as $20. They start small, but continuing monetary requests can escalate rapidly. If you are lonely, you set yourself up for being a victim of scammers who promise you a way out of your loneliness by providing you with a loving long-term relationship. However, scammers just want your money, and what they do to you is terrible for your health. Not only is it terrible for your financial health, but is also terrible for your emotional health, your mental health, and your physical health. This is a significant problem on the internet with respect to internet dating. Hundreds of thousands of scammies are being savings, retirement accounts, and money that they need to live on by these predator criminals preying on lonely individuals who are just looking for a real caring love relationship. The most common type of romantic scam these days makes use of catfishing. And catfishing is defined as pretending to be someone you're not by the use of fraudulent biographical information and or fraudulent pictures. Catfish pictures can be stolen from another individual on the internet, or they might be the result of a private photography shoot. One of the easiest ways to quickly escape this trap is to ask for a picture of your love interest and compare it with catfish photographs, which you can obtain with a reverse image search. Some of these criminals are master scammers who are called bosses, with scores of scams in their experience portfolio. Don't interact with them because they will win and you will lose. Now, if you hear the following, it's a scam. Bail out, block, and report the scammer. First, plus or minus year difference in your age, and the person says to you, no worry, age is just a number, or age is timeless when you are with someone special. Or the scammer makes protestations of love. I love you so much, baby, very early on in the relationship, perhaps as early as the third text message, and repeats these protestations often in their messages. Or the scammer tells you a lie and then continues to tell one lie after another. Or you get a scammer on a telephone call and the connection sounds like it's coming from deepest Africa. Calls are often dropped for no reason, and you often hear other people talking in the background or background barnyard animals. Or if you hear yourself say, this is too good to be true. It is. African scammers often ignore capitalization rules concerning the I word in their correspondence, like little I, don't go to clubs, or little, be honest with you, all right? They often finish the sentence with, as you say, or will say, you okay with that, right? They like to say, sure, little I do, or sure, little I will. If their syntax has a lot of really, okay, that's thanks for that, or that's really good to hear, or as well at the end of sentences, you're probably talking to an African scammer. They often end a word with an S that shouldn't be there. For example, whiles, little I, am waiting for you. They often ask, do you have IM by chance? I only use Messenger when I want to chat. It will be much easier if we get to talk on there. Also, since for security reasons, little I, can't call you right now. Scammers from Africa have poor telephone conversations and connections and don't want you to hear their real voice. They can physically alter their voice to make it sound like a woman or man, and some of them have electronic voice changing assistance devices. Scammers will bring up in your conversation on a frequent basis the issue of trust. Why don't you trust me? Or, little I, would never lie to you, baby. Or, if you don't trust me, baby, we might as well end our relationship. All scammers are con men or con women, and their early goal is to gain your confidence and trust. If they are unable to do this, they don't get a payday. Look for trust issues being brought up frequently if you're dealing with a scammer. And remember, sooner or later, every scammer will have something of value. When you get a request for money or something of value, cut the individual off immediately. You can get a copy of my book, The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers by Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD, at Amazon.com and find out all the details about this terrible thing that you might very well run into if you're going online, especially on dating sites, to find a love interest. And Neil, that's the program for today.
You know, when it's interesting that you bring all these information up, because many people do that, and they definitely should pick up the book.
Yeah, Neil, I mean, the difference between a low-cost book and losing a third of $1 million is remarkable. Pick up the book.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate that again. And that was, again, the Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface segment. Go to RevWynnHendersonMD.com. And I appreciate it, Wynn. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye, Neil.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.